very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, May the 29th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing about the inspection of the voters' roll as the nation awaits the president's announcement of the date for this year's general elections. But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at the health crisis facing the country ahead of this year's elections. Zimbabwe officials hope vaccinations will tame a cholera outbreak as citizens continue to drink unsafe water. As Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare, authorities are urging people to practice good hygiene to contain the waterborne disease.
Zimbabwe Minister of Health authorities say that cholera has claimed 28 lives since the end of April. Nearly 400 cases have been confirmed and more than 1,400 cases are suspected. Health organizations such as the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights blame the outbreak on the consumption of unsafe drinking water and the flow of sewage in some areas. Jacob Mafume, the mayor of Harare, says he is aware of drinking water and sewage problems.
We are responding to sewage issues as soon as we get a report on them. We are also increasing the water flow. We are also going to take advantage of the polio vaccination to vaccinate against cholera because most of the people who are getting this cholera are unvaccinated people.
Zimbabwe received heavy rains this year and most of its water sources are full. But clean water for drinking and household use is not getting to most citizens' homes because of power cuts and shortages of water treatment chemicals. Fanuel Mushonga says he has not had tap water in his home for 3 weeks. He says he is lucky to have a manual borehole nearby.
If I could get a chance to talk to leadership, I would plead with them to train our students studying to be engineers so that they could pump water from Lake Chivaro to the people in townships, and also to procure water treating chemicals so that people drink safe water.
Citizens should practice good hygiene, and the government should do more to treat water and inform citizens, says Dr. Nomeni Matara, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights.
We urge the government to continue the surveillance that they've been doing over the past weeks and over the past months so that we detect new epicenters of cholera outbreak. We also urge the government to continue with mass media awareness on the cholera outbreak and on ways people can prevent this cholera outbreak within their homes.
The World Health Organization says the extremely virulent disease is now in 13 African countries. Dr. Otim Patrick Ramadan is the World Health Organization's Regional Health Emergency Officer. He says that hygiene is not enough and that governments must provide clean water and hygienic facilities to eliminate the problem.
That is something that requires a lot of investment and that governments need to proactively work on. Then the second one, of course, is also addressing issues of hygiene of food at the community level, at the household level. And then working, because we have communities or areas where cholera has been endemic and we need to have targeted interventions in those areas.
In 2008 and 2009, a cholera epidemic killed more than 4,000 people in Zimbabwe. According to a U.S. report, the crisis was exacerbated in part by the politicization of water, health, and aid. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Columbus Mavunga in Harare. Back to our main topic, as the country awaits the pronouncement of the date of general elections, many citizens are going to voting centers to check if their names are in the voters roll, with some saying they are disappointed as their names are not in the voters roll or have been sent to different voting centers. The Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change spokeswoman, Advocate Fadzai Mahere, says the organization today took a letter of complaint to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, detailing some of the irregularities they are finding when they go to inspect the voters' roll. Vachitaura nevatori venhau muHarare, nhasi mutauriri weCCC Mushare Fadzai Mahere vakurudzira veruzhinji kuti vaende neuwandu hwavo kunoongorora kuti mazita avo ari mugwaro revavhoti here. Let's hear what she had to say.
The atose kune voters roll inspection process ikuitika mativi mana ose enyika. Tikona kuti munhu wese ari kukumbirwa kunzi anotarisa voters roll kuti zita rake riripo uye kuti ari mupolling station ipi. Chataona mazuva apfuura kuti ZEC haina kunyatsokurongeka pakufambiswa kweurongwa uyu. Tikuona zvakare kuti fazi iri kunetsa macitizens dzanopiye zvakare terrorize macitizens. Saka ndo zvimwe zvezvichemo zvataenda nazvo kuZEC nhasi tikataiwa isusu tinoda runyararo. Hatisi kuda kunetsana nani nani, isu tirikungoda kuti vhosi yedu yemuna 2023 August tikwanise kuvhota mune zvakanaka. Izvozvo zvinobva pakuti munhu wese atori muvoters roll akarejista. Saka zvinhu zvatanoona vanhu veZEC maererano nazvo. Asi chazongoti ndechekuti tichingobuda maofisi eZEC taterwa neriot police, vamwe vakuda kutirova vachiti ibvai pano ibvai pano. Isu seCCC hapana musi watakamboita mhirizhongo. Kungouyiwo kuZEC kutipe zvichemo zvedu zviri pagwara rakanyatsokunyorwa kuti vakwanise kuzvitora mberi sezvinotaurwa mukumbiro remutemo. Saka zvinhu zvekuti hatizvitarisire. Zvakadaro tinoyambira macitizens ose kuti munhu wese ngaanotarisa voters roll papolling station yake, anoongorora kuti zita rake riripo here, rakanyorwa zvakanaka here zviri pachitupa, uye adresi yake ndiyo chaiyo here, zvakare ari muconstituency ipi, ari mupolling station ipi. Zvese izvo zvinoda kugadzirwa. Patataura neZEC tavaudza zvakare kuti star 265 hash iri kunetsa. Dzimwe nguva inenge yakafa, dzimwe nguva manew voters anenge asimo, dzimwe nguva vanenge vaita matransfer vaivaiva vanenge vasipo zvakare. Saka izvozvo zvinoda kuti zvigadzirwe. Kunyanya vari kumaruwa, vamwe vacho vanenge vasina magetsi, vanenge vasina mafoni, panofanirwa kuwanikwa imwe nzira kuti vaziviswe kuti mapolling station avo ari kupi. Vamwe vakaona mazita avo vakaona kuti polling station yavanenge vaiswa, munhu anotonida tumakombi kuti aende ikoko, zvinhu zvisingabvumirwe pamutemo. Munhu anofanira kuita polling station inofambika kubvira paanogara. Saka izvozvo zvese ndozvatanichitaura nevanhu veZEC.
Mutauriri weCCC Muzvare Fadzai Mahere vachitaura naGodwin Mangunjika vari muHarare. Meanwhile, in the country's second largest city, Bulawayo, ZANU-PF Bulawayo spokesperson Archibald Chiponda speaks to Studio 7's Ezra Sibanda on the inspection of the voters' roll.
Can you tell us your name and position in the party, ZANU-PF?
My name is Archibald Chiponda. I am the Secretary of Information and Publicity for Bulawayo Province in ZANU-PF.
A lot of people, I don't know whether your members are affected. People say they can't find their names in the voters' roll when they go for inspection. Have you ever experienced such problems yourself?
Well, this is quite a mammoth exercise. This is why it only happens, you know, every 10 years. They see delimitation exercise and so forth. So such things, when they happen, there's bound to be some anomalies or some things missing, but I'm quite sure it's clerical. Whenever you have any movement of a lot of information and capturing of a lot of information, you're bound to get some clerical errors. We're having a few queries, I can say, here or there. We have had obviously delimitation. Some wards, some polling stations have moved to different wards. The boundaries have moved. So most of the issues are just queries and they're clerical issues. But I have full faith in ZEC. I'm sure when the time matters, everything will be cleared up. After all, that's the point of this exercise. The point of them opening up the voters' roll before we actually go to an election is to pick up these errors in the data movement and so forth. That's the whole reason for the exercise. So I'm sure that ZEC is capable enough to make sure they've sorted all these things out by the time it matters.
That there was ZANU-PF Bulawayo spokesperson Archibald Chiponda speaking to Studio 7's Ezra Sibanda in Bulawayo. Ezra also caught up with ZEC Provincial Elections Manager Innocent Ncube on the issue. Let's hear what he had to say.
Sibanda, the situation in Atisla Zolap landed voters roll. And I want to make a voters roll so final. If voters roll and the way would have a way of Kangela Mabiswabo, the one would see Amabiswaba Konain, a condilein, our one would be Zolapoli Kona Ope. They are Kangel would say. I did number Yoin, he addressed Yako Yoin. So right now, my own arrived, you are correct, and was a week ago, Munjalo, come Neskato voter, told you with 30 ID number, I could be one, Kai Hambeland, Larilla, Gausa vote. So you people see inspection, you would have one to be so. Kai ended into the one who would write. Now, coming to your question, Uti, who Hambanjan? From Ubuya Waban, Gupuma into his dad, Lapagin. Oh, Kala, with Gulama Miss Pos, Avant over to Michalala, what a thing for Selene. That is number one. In a Lama Miss Pos, the other category is Amabil. Ube the category one, with the Miss Pos, the Aki, which is your purely address, and I see. What happened in Lokana and Yang Utas and Mubangwas? Omunya Abel and Miss Post maintains the same address. Go to again, Abel's assistant Miss Post. Luana Unenza Galuti. My within that area, Unenza Galuti, as your Miss Post per se, go affect with the limitation they enter. In Mama boundaries, in my little limits, if I be Utisuga, Waba, who Napa, whom Melo, Lapesa Kumakona, or Salam, Napa, who be Wawa, Mufel, or Suender Nature.
That there was the ZEC Provincial Elections Manager Innocent Ncube speaking to Studio 7's Ezra Sibanda in Bulawayo. Vamwe vanga vachitarisa mazita avo mugwaro revavoti kuHighfields ndiva Andrew Dzaisvoda Ngare. Avo vanga vari vachitarisa vari vachitaura zvakare na Frank Chikore we Studio 7 vari kuHighfields ikoko. Let's hear what he had to say. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss the inspection of the voters' roll, we are joined by Mr. Xavier Savare of ZANU-PF from Great Britain, and also Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Welcome to our program, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Iripo
tinofara kana muchifara kutete mavhelasi pamwechete navatereri vose vatengeshera matii manhose enyika.
Aiwa, tinofara zvedu. Ndotanga nemi vebato rezanupf. Tiri kuona pane vanga vari kuenda kunotarisa gwaro revavhoti. Vamwe vari kutiwa havasi kuona mazita avo imomo mugwaro iri. Imi munoti chii nezviri kuitika izvi?
Chekutanga ndechekuti zeki yakadevedzera kuti vanhu vauye kuzoita inspect mazita avo pavoters roll. Zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti zvinhu 2 zvinoitika kana ukanga waenda poinspection yezita rako kuvoters roll. Either uchawana zita rako riripo, which is great, which is brilliant, because ndo zvatinenge tichida, ndo zvatinenge tichitarisira savavhoti. Or uchawana zita rako risipo, which is unfortunate but understandable in the sense yekuti zek ndosaka yatikoka semazimbabweans savavhoti kuti tiuye kuzotarisa kuti masa yedu aripo here pavanhu vakarejista kuvhota. Kana ukange sarako risipo, zek yoona kuti inozvigadzirisa sei maringe nezvainofanira kuitwa pabasa rayo, bearing in mind kuti zek ichiri kutenderwa kurejista mavhoters kunyange mavhoters matsva. Nanakuti kune vamwewo kuti vari kuenda havana kungobvira vakarejista, asi vazongofunga kuti kwanzi inspection ndozvavanzwa. For some reason vari kungoendawo vosikoona zita ravo risipo votanga kuchema futi. But izvozvo zvinowanikwa patiri sevanhu. Chakakosha ndechekuti zek yatipa mukana wekutarisa kuti mazita edu aripo here pavanhu vachadi vachavhota, uye kuti kana vasipo izvozvo zvagadziriswa here. Tichiziva isu kuti zek ine nguva yekugadzirisa zvinhu zvese izvi up until at least 2 days or 48 hours after the president has proclaimed an election date. Saka hatina hedu dambudziko, chii tingangorwadziwa nekuti totarisira kuti mainstitution akaita sana zeki anyatsoita basa ravo nemazvo from the word go. But we also understand kuti aiwa mamisteki anowanikwa, kushandiswa kwemakombiyuta kunovhiringawo zvinhu zvakawanda zvakadaro zvakasiyana siyana zvinowanikwa izvozvo. Chatinokoshesesa mukana wavatipa sekodzero yedu sevavhoti yekuti tiongorere kuti zita riripo here. Kana risipo, tovapa mukana wekuti vazvigadzirise.
Thank you very much. I will now come over to you, Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. We saw today your party taking a letter to ZEC saying that they were very upset with some of the irregularities that they saw on the voters' roll. Please give us your comment.
Yes, our leaders were representing the interests of the citizens. The citizens are crying. The people of Zimbabwe are not happy with the way ZEC is performing its duties. This is an organization that is solely set up to run elections. But look at the shambolic manner in which they are organizing these elections. People cannot find their names. Where are our names? Even myself, I'm affected. I've checked my name. I voted in 2018, but now I'm checking my name. I'm not finding it. A number of people, Mr. Welshman Mude, Honorable Watson, and many other citizens cannot find their names, or they've been put elsewhere where they never registered. So this is unacceptable. We want everything to be out there, people to be put where they're supposed to be voting. We continue to demand for the voters' role in its analyzable form, correctable form. This is what we were saying all this time, that ZEC should release the voters' role to every concerned party, and that they were refusing. Now we are left with only a few months to go for the election, and that we are having this shambolic process that we are witnessing. You know, I'm hearing my brother here saying it's understandable. There's nothing understandable when ZEC that is so starved, that is using so much of our taxpayers' money, fail to do a simple thing as to putting people where they registered to be. So we will continue to tell citizens to use *256 and check for their names, or to go physically, or if you are in the diaspora like myself, just give your name and your ID number to someone who is in Zimbabwe, and they will check for you. Or if you have a Zimbabwean number and you are in the diaspora, you can still check for your name on your own. It is important, Zimbabweans, that we go and inspect the voters' roll, because ZANU-PF is certainly up to something.
Let's give ZANU-PF a chance. You heard there, Mr. Zavare. Mr. Tawanda Jokor of the Citizens Coalition for Change says your party is up to something. What exactly are you up to?
ZANU-PF, we are not ZEC. Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is an institution that stands on its own. Us, as Zimbabwe African National Union Patriotic Front, ZANU-PF, we are a political organization which also is interested in ZEC doing the right thing by our members, by our supporters, by the general voters of Zimbabwe, so that we have an outcome of elections that is credible, that is appreciated by everyone who would have voted, who would have participated. So it must be on record. And it is very disingenuous to say ZANU-PF is up to something on the shortcomings or on the challenges that ZEC are facing. We have got nothing to do with ZEC. ZEC is an institution that is constitutionally set up to run elections in our country. We expect ZEC to do its job and do it properly. That is what we expect. And like I said, we appreciate the fact that as Zimbabweans, we have been given an opportunity to inspect our names on the voters' roll. ZEC requested that, sent messages across for every voter to inspect their name between the 27th and the 31st of May 2023. We are doing so as Zimbabweans. But we don't do so just making unnecessary noise. We give them an opportunity, like I said. We continue to encourage our supporters, our members, all Zimbabweans that are registered to vote, and those who are still to register to vote, to do so. So I don't know why these guys from the opposition feel the need to say ZANU-PF is up to something. ZANU-PF is up to winning elections, and we are working very hard towards winning the next general elections whenever they are proclaimed. We are making sure that Zimbabweans are prepared, our voters are prepared for the elections whenever they are proclaimed. And we are looking forward to winning those on policies that are progressive, on policies that Zimbabweans will relate to, on policies that will change and improve our lives as Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. That is what we are up to as a political party.
Mm. Vajokora muri kunzwa panzi navazavare munenge muri kuvazora emafuta enyama yenguruve yavasina kumbobvira vaita sei vauraya munoti
aiwa soro iri kutambwa nezanupf nodo dzavari kutamba tiri kudziona ende gore rino havakwanise kuita zvavanosiita makore ese zvekubira idzi imbiro mbiro dzekubira dziri kuitwa Nezano PF Nezek.
Basai Makadaro. Vajokora, please hold on. Let me quickly take a caller. Hello, caller Makadi.
Hello.
Taurisai caller. Tukutaura nemi murikupi.
Murikutaura na Kelvin Ndeku Johannesburg, Roodepoort.
Taurai tinzwe mongoti ga ga ga.
ndaida kuziva hangu zuva rinoitwa maelections kuti richaitwa rini uye kose vachinonoka kudaro.
Okay, Aiwa, thank you so much. Our caller there is asking that when are the elections going to be proclaimed and why are they taking so long? I think we're all waiting to hear when the president will announce when the elections will be held. Thank you, caller. And also, kira kwa muri wa jokora taura ende reimberi.
Ndangadavuda kuti ndaitsida kutotora mazvi advocate mahere mutauriri wedu kuti ZANU PF iri kukwata, ZANU PF iri kutya kuzvambaradzwa kudyiwa na president Chamisa pasarudzo dziri kutevera idzi. Zvosaka muri kuona vari kugeba geba, vari kuti vari kutsvaga pekuti vatsukunyuke napo, vakamboshandisa dhagi dhagi vakatenda kumatarezi mhosva maelections asaenderere mberi. Vakaona takavamirira kumatarezi mhosva ikoko, iko zvino vadzoka futi muri kuona zvekutaurwa nemutauri uyu kuti sei vari kunonoka kutaura zita zuva resarudzo. Kwese ikoko kutsvaga kuti vaone kuti vangabude nepapi, asi hapana pavanobuda napo nekuti vana veZimbabwe vasvinura, vari kuona zviri kuitika, vari kuziva, vaona kuti kutambura kwese kwavari kuita uku, kudya sose nemuromo kwavari kuita muZimbabwe, kuri kukonzerwa nezanu PF vamunangagwa, vana vavo nevamwe vari pedyo navo. Makazviona zvakaburitswa neAl Jazeera, yakanyatsoratidza kuti mari yenyika, upfumu hwenyika huri kudyiwa nani. Saka vana vese veZimbabwe kusanganisira nevekumaruzevho vekumamisha vari kutoziva kuti vamunangagwa havangakwanise kupiwa dzimwe 5 years, nekuti tenge ichitoziva kuti dzimwe 5 years dzekutambura, dzimwe 5 years dzekupirwa, dzimwe 5 years dzekunge tisina mishonga muzvipatara. Vazhinjiwo zvakare vaakuziva kuti aiwa, vachamisa vachauya vachimisa uori hoyo, vachamisa vachauya vachimisa kubiwa kwese kuri kuitwa maruku nekugadzirisa nyika zvakanaka, vanhu vorohwa nembovha wemufaro navachamisa. Saka vari kuziziva vezanu PF kuti havana chavo gore rino. Sosaka muri kuona vari kutamba tamba zvavari kuita izvo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Xavier Zavari of ZANU PF. What says you to what Mr. Jokora is saying as your last word?
Isu seZANU PF hatinyanyopedza nguva tichiita savamwe varwi vanoita sevarwi veboxing vanowanza pamuromo pamapress interview vari kunze. Isu seZANU PF tinomira tichiziva kuti tiri kugadzirisa migwagwa yedu mumadhorobha pamwe chete nemumaruzevha. Tiri kugadzirisa kuborongwa nekuporongwa kwakaitwa nebato rinopikisa reCCC navanhu varo, makansela aro mumaurban areas, nekuti mvura, masuweji zvese zvinongoerera. Zvipatara mukazvitarisa ZANU PF, over the last years we have built so many hospitals. Iko zvino taamushishi nemubishi rekuunza mishonga muzvipatara iyoyo. Ndosaka makaona maair ambulance akauya iwaya, vasingazive vana ashora asi anokosha chaizvo in terms of accessing nzvimbo dziri kure. Saka isusu seZANU PF tisu zvakare tiri kuenderera mberi tichiita kuti ivo hava vakaita sana dzokora vaverengwe kunzi vanhu vakadzidza nekuda kwemapolicies edu atiinawo atinoimplimenta egutsa ruzhinji anoita kuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vave nepundudzo. Vision 2030 ndo basa rayo. Ndosaka tiri kuti tivhoterei zvakare seZANU PF, tipedzise basa rakatanga in the new dispensation, tikuvakirei Zimbabwe yakaisvonaka nemaZimbabwe ngatibata.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jokora. 10 seconds, your last word.
Vamani vana veZimbabwe, takashanda makore mamana apuraya. Ngatichipedzisei basa, ngatibvisei hurumende yaunza kutambura kusina mukara wakamboona. Ngatiisei vachamisa vagadzirise nyika, titange kuona hunhu hwedu sevana veZimbabwe kuti tiri vanhu vakaita sei. Voterai vachamisa, ande tinotarisa voters roll. Toenda tunovhota nehuwandu hwedu muna August imomo.
Thank you so much. Thank you, gentlemen, Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change and Mr. Xavier Zavare of ZANU PF. That brings us to the end of our show. I'd like to thank you, our guests, and of course, the viewers and listeners at home. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mtanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night and a happy Memorial Day for those in the United States. We'll be right back.